This was Michael Avenatti's first visit to New Hampshire as a could-be presidential candidate, but when he showed up in rural Greenfield, in full L.A. trial lawyer at rest regalia, Prada jeans, Louis Vuitton belt, form-fitting French blue shirt, it was clear his cable news ubiquity had paid off. Sasha Dubey of Peterborough was one of a steady stream of voters gunning for a selfie.
Can I grab a picture with you?
Of course.
My 10-year-old daughter's not here, and she actually was, like, bummed. Thank you so much.
The gratitude many picnic-goers felt was palpable, and State Democratic Party Chairman Ray Buckley roared like a carnival barker as he introduced Avenatti to the cheering crowd.
Donald Trump's worst nightmare! Michael Avenatti!
When Avenatti spoke, his bottom line wasn't much different, but he opened by acknowledging the obvious, that his being in New Hampshire and considering a presidential run was a bit weird.
In normal times, I would not be with you today. I would be back in Los Angeles enjoying my good fortune. But these, as all of you know, are anything but normal times.
Yet Avenatti did try to seem normal. He talked about mowing lawns and shoveling snow during his childhood in Missouri. Avenatti also stressed that politics aren't new to him. He told the crowd that in his 20s, he worked 130 Democratic campaigns in states across the country. But he says the Trump presidency and his experience representing Stormy Daniels galvanized him. Both experiences, he says, convinced him that to defeat this president, Democrats must reject any pretense of turning the other cheek.
So I say, when they go low, we hit harder. Yeah!
For plenty in the crowd, Avenatti's call to arms was more than welcome.
Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels, Miss Daniels,
yeah,
are doing what Congress will not do, which is going at this man to stop his abuses.
Suzanne O'Brien of Sharon says the country needs Avenatti to run for president.
And I think that it's a breath of fresh air. I used to work at the Kennedy Library for 10 years, and they used to say that about President Kennedy.
Avenatti himself tends to offer a more specific rationale for a potential candidacy, that Democrats mostly need a nominee capable of doing one thing, pounding Donald Trump in a campaign that Avenatti expects to be a street fight.
This is a very finite set of circumstances that I think we find ourselves in. And I believe that this is all about matchups. And so if the Democratic Party proceeds to nominate the person that would be the best president, that is going to be a mistake, because we had that individual back in 2016.
Michael Avenatti says he'll keep busy right through Election Day, and as he weighs his own political future, his discernment process will take him to Iowa on Wednesday, then to Chicago. Later, he'll head to California and Ohio. The immediate goal, he says, is to drum up money for Democrats. Becky Hudson of Lineborough volunteered at the picnic, and she agreed with much of what he had to say. But she says it'll take plenty of convincing before she's persuaded Michael Avenatti is the antidote for what Donald Trump has done to the country's politics.
I think the reality show needs to end. This is people's lives. It's not a game. I think he needs experience, is what I think. Maybe in, 6 years.
Michael Avenatti's timetable appears to be faster. He says he'll be back in New Hampshire next month. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.